church you rise and put your armor on. Hear the call of Christ our captain. For now the weak can say that they are strong in the strength that God has given. With shield of faith and belt of truth, we'll stand against the devil's lies. An army bold whose battle cry is love, reaching out to those in darkness.
It's Wednesday, October 26, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27 says, "Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel." Now, the command here is to live a life worthy of the gospel. There's two components to that, unity of the faith and unity of the mission. Or another way you can say it is stand together, strive together. Now, first of all, stand together. This is huge. This is huge. As Christians, we've got to be unified. We've got to stand together. Ephesians 4, verse 3 says, we are to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Unfortunately, evangelical churches are not as much known for unity as they are for division. Churches divide and put up barriers over the most insignificant matters. We separate over style of music. We separate over race. We separate over color of carpet. It's pitiful. It's pitiful. It becomes ugly, and it is dishonoring to Christ. We need to come together. We need to stand together. We need to be unified. Now, there's a danger zone here. Unity is not ultimate. Truth is ultimate. To be specific, gospel truth. So if a denomination or church denies an essential part of the gospel, for example, say a church denies the deity of Christ, or a church denies the doctrine of justification by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, we can no longer join hands with them in unity. This verse says, standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. All right? And it's the faith, singular, the faith of the gospel. So it's not a bunch of different faiths, not a bunch of different religions, and it's the gospel. It's the true gospel. It's not a matter of being unified under some abstract higher power or deity. The clear command is to be unified under the true gospel. So let's roll up our sleeves and wrestle with tough questions together, getting into Scripture, digging into the Word of God, wrestling through these things together, knowing what we believe, and as a result, being unified around what really matters, the gospel. So we stand together. Second thing, the second component to living a life that's worthy of the gospel is we strive together. Or be aggressive. The end of verse 27 says, with one mind striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. Now, I love the word striving here in this verse. It shows that it's clear that we are to be aggressive in the gospel. We're not simply to huddle up in our little Christian cul-de-sac or try to quarantine ourselves from the world, but instead, we are to actively and aggressively engage the world around us together in order to advance the gospel. We want others to dive into the gospel and know and see and taste and experience and enjoy the riches of walking with Jesus. This comes from faith in Christ. And faith in Christ comes from hearing about Christ, Romans 10. So in other words, if we really want people to experience Jesus, we've got to talk about Him and share the gospel with them. This verse tells us we need to be intentional and aggressive in doing this. Now, we do this by inviting a neighbor over for dinner. We do this by going on a mission trip or supporting someone to go on a mission trip. We do this by writing a letter of encouragement to somebody. We do this by being intentional in our conversations during family gatherings. We do this by leveraging our gifts in the world and in the church for the sake of bettering the world and bettering the church. We do this at First Baptist Enterprise by meeting up every Tuesday evening, praying together and going out two by two, knocking on doors, sharing the gospel. We do this in millions of ways. But here's the key. As the church, we do it together. We pray for each other. We go with each other. We send one another, all for the purpose of aggressively advancing the gospel. May we live a life that is worthy of the gospel of Christ by putting aside our silly differences and being united together for the gospel. And in unity, may we be aggressive in the spread of the gospel for the sake of the lost, for the sake of the building up of the church, for the glory of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.